It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And who doesn't love a good wedding?
Oh, I do.
I cry thinking about them.
Mm-hmm.
The flowers, the dancing, the drunk groomsmen puking on the mother of the bride.
Oh, it's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
She puked on me first. So. Spit for splat.
There's no doubt it's a fun party. But what really makes a wedding special are all the quirky little traditions weaved in throughout the day.
And there's some weird ones when it comes to weddings.
There are.
And we're familiar with the big ones.
Yeah.
Like ceremonial cutting of the cake.
And feeding each other. I never understood what that was about.
Yeah, like getting it all over each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's the tossing of the bouquet.
Yeah.
And the
never catch it.
The very, very emotional father-daughter twerk.
No, it's never a twerk. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Brings a tear to my eye every time. Each one of those rituals is designed to create a special moment and a lasting memory that the bride and the groom and the relatives will carry with them for the rest of their lives.
I know.
That's great. I remember like every wedding I've ever been to.
Yeah.
They're so memorable.
And it's because of those moments that make it so memorable.
Totally.
But certain families have their own unique wedding traditions that have been passed down through the generations, and sometimes it can make things kind of awkward.
Okay.
And that's exactly why one groom from England's making international headlines today. We'll call him Dylan.
All right.
Dylan's due to marry his longtime girlfriend. We'll call her Maya.
Okay, Dylan and Maya, cute couple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meant to be together.
Did you pick those names?
Yeah, I'm loving this story.
Yeah. They're going to last.
They're supposed to get married early next year.
Okay.
And they've already booked a wedding location and they're planning out a lot of the ceremony. But as they've been making arrangements, Dylan says he noticed his fiance's cousins were making lots of jokes about their future wedding night.
Okay.
Which he found odd.
Right. The jokes? I mean, what do you think? It's funny when I'm naked or what?
Yeah.
What are the jokes about?
Yeah. And it's weird that the cousins are joking about it.
Right.
In fact, one night, as they were discussing party details, his fiance revealed they wouldn't need to get a bridal suite at the hotel where the wedding is taking place.
Why would they not need to?
She told him instead she'd like for them to stay at her parents' place, which Dylan had no problem with because they're trying to save money to put a deposit down on a house.
Somebody, like a friend of theirs, get him a hotel room for the night.
Weird.
Oh my God.
But Dylan could also tell that Maya was holding something back.
Okay.
It sounds like it.
So eventually he just asked her why she was pushing this idea so hard that they need to stay with her parents on the wedding night.
Yeah. Like, talk about boner killer.
And that's when Maya finally revealed her family has a, quote, really old wedding night tradition.
Oh, gosh.
Where,
please don't tell me it involves the parents.
Yeah, I have a dirty mind, and right away.
Yeah.
Apparently, in her family, after the wedding,
don't say it.
The husband and the wife are supposed to go into the master bedroom together.
Okay.
No!
And they're supposed to consummate the marriage.
No, turn off this music!
Wait, that's
while
fine.
The parents and
Wait,
the
what?
Rest of the family are waiting outside of the bedroom.
Oh!
So they can applaud them and cheer once they come out after the deed is done.
Oh my gosh, this is terrible.
You're joking.
No, this is only part of it.
Oh,
what do you
no.
mean? Like,
I mean,
so like normal people tie some tin cans to a car and send a couple on their way, right? Like that's what you do. And you know they're about to go do it. Cool. Do your thing. They're standing outside the door?
Standing outside the door of the bedroom while it's being consummated. And that would be weird enough by itself, but it doesn't end there.
Yeah.
Because immediately afterwards, the mother goes inside.
Wait, the new mother-in-law.
Yeah,
new, like the old lady.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Goes inside and cuts a piece of the bed sheet off.
Oh!
Then she sews it into a giant tapestry that the bride's grandma currently owns. And the tapestry features all of the bed sheets from the previous wedding nights in their family going back generations.
That is so nasty.
No one take a black light to that quilt, okay?
I hope it's a dry piece of the sheet.
Yeah.
Basically.
Where do you choose the sheet? What part do you take?
The corner that's tucked underneath, hopefully. I do not want any part of it.
Oh my God, what do they do? Why are they? Are they just collecting people's DNA onto a quilt? What is
it? Yeah, it's just a giant family sex blanket.
Oh, it is a sex blanket.
How is everyone in the family okay with this?
Dude, and imagine going to like spend the night
This
at
is
their
a
house?
Tradition. It's
no!
the tradition that's passed down through the family. I mean, I'm just hoping that it's a decorative blanket and not one that Nana actually sleeps with
that's
at night.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine going like, hey, I'm spending the night. I'm going to use this blanket. Everyone's like, no, do not touch that.
So anyway, how did Dylan react to hearing about this fun family ritual? He says, quote, I absolutely freaked out.
Yes!
And told her under no circumstances will I be doing that kind of thing in front of her whole family.
How could you even be in the mood knowing everyone's outside?
Yeah, or performing, or like, I'm speechless. And how is this entire family okay with this? No one else has spoken up until Dylan came along?
So Maya told her future husband,
you know,
it's okay if they just pretend to consummate. Because just being in there would make her family happy.
So
they're going to go in there and they're going to fake the deed. And then mom's going to come in and cut the sheet anyway. So then it's going to be a sheet of lies.
Yeah, there
you go. That's what it's going
to be. It doesn't matter because Dylan said he still didn't feel comfortable with it.
Oh.
And apparently the bride told her family about his reaction. Because a couple weeks later, Dylan got an angry text from the bride's mom. Telling him, you don't understand the importance of family and traditions yet, and this kind of tradition has been around longer than you've been alive. You will do this, or you won't marry my daughter.
Peace out, family.
Who's the freak in the family that came up with this idea to begin with? Okay, I'm going to pitch this to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand outside your door while you guys do it, and then I'm going to come in right afterwards.
And everyone's like,
yeah.
Deal. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah, skip the cake cutting. This sounds way more fun.
So, of course, Dylan isn't sure what to do.
Yeah, don't.
And earlier in the week, he posted his dilemma on a wedding blog looking for advice, and the post went viral.
Of course.
One person replied saying, quote, this is straight up weird AF, and I have no advice apart from the fact that tradition is just peer pressure from the dead, and you need to stand your ground.
Peter, that is a good way to look at tradition.
Another person said, I say just get really drunk and do it. Parents might even respect you more if you put on a good show.
Oh, God.
You know, you could go against them and just leave the door open. I mean, you wanted to see it. You wanted to be here. This is what you're going to get.
Yeah, get some cameras in there, and then you can look back on it every year, just like the wedding video.
God, that family quilt.
Text in to 78592. Tell us, what would you do? Would you consummate your marriage while your spouse's family waited outside the bedroom door?
If you love her, you have to do it. Like you
no,
love
you
this woman.
Don't. If she loves you, she won't make you do it.
It's only going to be like 30 seconds anyway. What's the big deal?
Text in. Tell us what you do. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.